Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Barbie movie is finally coming to streaming services.
I feel like it was fast.
Literally, it came out on July 21st, and as of September 5th, you will be able to pre-order it on Amazon Prime, Vudu, and Apple TV. The only thing is, you got to buy it. So on Prime, you'll be able to pre-order it for $19, okay, which is a steal compared to Apple TV and Vudu, where you're selling it for $24.99.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not streaming for free. It's streaming to where you can purchase it.
But if you have enough patience and you wait until the end of October, it is supposedly supposed to come out on Max, so you'll be able to watch the Barbie movie for free-ish. You know, you still have to pay for the streaming service. But very exciting news, because I know we love the Barbie movie.
I don't know why the prices always seem so high when they tell you that you're streaming a movie, because if you go to the movies to see it, you pay $1,000. So like $20 to stream it shouldn't feel that bad.
And you own it.
Exactly.
You can watch it as much as you want, whenever you want.
Unless you're just renting it for that price.
Oh, is that just for
no?
You're pre-ordering.
Okay,
I would pay all day, every day. I would pay up to $40 to stream a movie just to save me from having to get a babysitter and go to the movie theater. I think it is brilliant. I don't have to leave my house. I don't have to pay for popcorn. Give it to me.
Exactly. And you get to be on the comfort of your own home. You don't have to leave and be around other people.
I don't have to wear a bra. Like, win.
Why you need a babysitter? Just go to the movie. They can take care of themselves now.
Oh, that's right. I'll just lock them in their rooms. It'll be fine, I'm
Take
sure.
the kid. People are doing that all the time these days.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing babies to movie theaters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm learning so much. You know I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to give her a phone and put Uncle Bert on speed dial so you can deal with it if anything goes wrong.
Sorry, I gave my phone up months ago.
Okay, who is going to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show this year? We just talked about this in the previous E-Buzz because rumors have been going around. People are like, who's it going to be? Who's going to follow Rihanna? And according to a recent survey, the top choice for almost all the age groups except for millennials, they wanted Taylor Swift by a landslide. She turned it down. She's like, I don't need it. I'm Taylor Swift.
honestly, I think I'm a little Taylor Swifted out. She's doing her tour and she's crushing it. I think she focused. Should she do a Super Bowl in the future? Yes. Should it be 2024? I don't think so.
No, she doesn't need it because you have to fund this performance on your own.
Yeah.
So you have to pick an artist that's big enough to where people are excited about it, but you also have to pick somebody who knows that the exposure would be good for them. Whereas, like, you log on to TikTok and you see Beyonce and Taylor Swift all day.
Yeah, I heard Lizzo was in the running, but then got pulled because of the because of the charges.
The controversy.
Same thing. Yeah.
What a bummer for her. Well, so the other top choices are Adele. She's turned it down before.
I love her.
Not absolutely.
Not
for Super Bowl.
You wouldn't want to see Adele at the Super Bowl?
No.
Not for Super Bowl.
No. I feel like she's kind of at a really good place in her career where she also kind of has that social media TikTok fame where people are posting clips from her residency in Las Vegas. I could see it.
I need a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, the players will be in the locker room sleep. Wouldn't be no second half.
The other top choices are Justin Bieber, who I feel like we haven't really heard from in a long time, Elton John, Drake. Harry Styles wasn't on the list, but I think Harry Styles would crush it. I just don't think he needs the Super Bowl. And one of the other wild cards that was out there, Doja Cat, which I think she's losing fans by the second. I'm not sure anybody would show up.
No, I'm not into any of
that. Of that list, though, if that was the only options, who would you take?
Probably Drake for me. Y'all don't think Drake could put on a good Super Bowl halftime show?
I think he would. My pick would be Harry Styles, though, honestly.
I think he would, but I'm not a fan of Drake.
I got it.
It's just not my, yeah.
I feel like they're going to swing rock. Like Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Ooh. They were a guest with Bruno Mars, mm-hmm. but I don't think they've headlined. Because that's the only way. Like, those are all great artists, but I feel like they're kind of tapped out for a headliners who would really appeal to everyone. And I think when that happens, you go like early 2000s bands kind of thing.
I would be so down for the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. That would be an incredible halftime show.
What if Rihanna just called back and said, okay, I'm not pregnant now, I can do it again?
No. I
looked at the film, I don't really like it. My performance, I'm coming back.
She should do that and be pregnant again by February.
Has Blink-182 already done the Super Bowl? I could see them doing it. Like, Kris Jenner, I feel like, could work that. No?
I feel like Foo Fighters could do it and Blink-182 could have, like, a...
Yes.
Like a
guest.
Yes, a guest moment. Appearance.
How about Hanson?
I'm sorry, who?
Hanson.
Yeah.
Do you not know Hanson. Who that is for real?
I feel like I've heard of them.
Oh,
but
come on. Shut your mouth hole.
They have, like, back in the day, they had, like, the long brown hair, right?
Yeah. Blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde.
You're 26,
tomato,
right?
Tomato.
Do you know, you don't know Mbop?
Mbop.
They sound better than that.
Hey, yeah.
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com.
How do you not know Hanson? They're national treasures.
What song would I know?
That's the only one.
They're not national treasures if they have one good song.
The Bird Show.